Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord this evening. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God. to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Elohim Abba, which means the Lord God of your forefathers. In Joshua 18 and 3, so Joshua said to the sons of Israel, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba, has given you? Let us pray. Jehovah Elohim Abba, you are the Lord God of my forefathers. You were present before time began and have walked with my ancestors and all who have come before me. You are the one who spoke to Moses at the burning bush. You have Joshua instructions on how to defeat Jericho. Jehovah Elohim Abba, you were with Mary when she gave birth to the Messiah and laid him in a manger. You are the same today and tomorrow as you were yesterday. I praise you for keeping a record of your connection with humanity through the Bible and for preserving this record to share with me. I have a lot to learn from your interactions with my forefathers, Jehovah Elohim Abba, and I honor you for giving me the opportunity and the desires to know more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome to Pray One for Another. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. I'm moving upward and I
Praise be to God. Can't wait till I get up yonder. And right now, we're going to take a little walking in grace with God. In Romans 2 and 11 says, God does not play favoritism. Will Baby Taylor look like us? It sounded like a simple question. But what my granddaughters were really asking their newly pregnant mother was, if the baby has white skin like you instead of black skin like us, will you love her more? Even from an early age, Lula and Sheila have been very vocal about how the color of their skin differs from that of my son and daughter-in-law, who adopted them out of the foster care system 3 years ago. Although I was excited to welcome another grandchild into the family, I was worried of the transition that this new baby's 5 and 7 year old siblings were going to have to make. But one thing, I wasn't worried about was being tempted to play favorites. How could I? Lula is Lula, Sheila is Sheila, and the yet-to-be welcomed Taylor would be a wholly new adventure in love. If it's fruitless comparing apples to oranges, how much less sense does it make to compare one grandchild to another? If becoming a grandmother has taught me anything other than how patient truly is a virtue, it's that love is both a gift and a choice. My love for all four of my grandchildren and the one I have yet to meet flows freely with the same wildly wonderful power as rivers in a storm. But I choose how to channel that love through the words I speak and actions I take. With God's unconditional love to guide me and to reassure me that I too am chosen and cherished, I pray that each of my grandchildren will come to fully understand how worthy of love they truly are. Dear Lord, please take my imperfect love and make it more like yours. And if you want a longer in-depth, deeper, if you want to dive deeper into this story, you can read 1 Samuel 16 and 7, John 15 and 12, Romans 12 and 9 through 10, and James 2 and 1. Amen. And that is Walking in Grace devotional. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power forever and ever.
And the four living creatures bow before you. and they rest not day and night. Stay, hold, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Praise be to God. Jehovah Elohim, Abba, Lord God of my forefathers, I confess I don't always make a connection between what you have done in the past and what you are doing currently in my life. I neglect to study your word and learn your character through the way you interact with those who came before me. I am a child of Abraham and an heir to the covenant you have established with my spiritual forefathers. Yet I confess my lack of understanding of what that entails and of my birthright. What I do not know, I cannot ask for. Forgive me for not taking full advantage of what you have established already through your relationship with my spiritual forefathers. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Getting it done now. Ecclesiastes 5 and 4 in the CSB Bible says, when you make a vow to God, don't delay fulfilling it, because he does not delight in fools. Fulfill what you vow. The old saying is both familiar and true. Action speaks louder than words. And as believers, we must be aware. Our actions should always give confidence to the changes that Christ can make in the lives of those who walk with him. God calls upon each of us to act in accordance with his will and with respect for his commandments. If we are to be responsible believers, we must realize that it is never enough simply to hear the instructions of God. We must also live by them. And it is never enough to wait idly by while others do God's work here on earth. We too must act. Doing God's work is a responsibility that each of us must bear. And when we do, our loving Heavenly Father rewards our efforts with a bountiful harvest. A bird does not know it can fly before it uses its wings. We learn God's love in our hearts as soon as we act upon it. Amen. We spend our lives dreaming of the future, not realizing that a little of it slips away every day. God has lots of folks who intend to go to work for him someday. What he needs is more people who are willing to work for him this day. Logic will not change an emotion, but action will. Because action do speak louder than words, it's always a good time to let your actions speak for themselves. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we have heard your word, and we have felt your presence in our heart. Let us act accordingly, and let our words and deeds serve as a testimony to the changes you have made in our life. Let us praise you, Father, by following in the footsteps of your Son, and let others see him through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Lord, holy is your name. Right now, I'm going to read a little something for you from Mornings with Jesus. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. And it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I'm not a fan of reading instructions. After all, I have earned a college degree, published 6 books, and raised 2 children into adulthood. I should be able to figure out how to install a light therapy lamp, or so I thought. I inserted the plug into the wall just dandy. I placed the cord into the lamp and then turned it on. But the doohickey that swerves the lamp's bulb to face me would not cooperate. No matter what I did, I couldn't get it to work. I surrendered and took the silly thing to my handyman husband, Kevin. Kevin grabbed the lamp, twisted a couple of times, and presto, just like the photo on the box, it was perfect. I rolled my eyes, smiled, and thanked him. When it comes to life, my approach is the exact opposite. I read the instruction manual, the Bible, every day. I realize I have never thrived or survived based on my education, innate talents, or past experience. I need the wisdom that only God's word can provide. And if I don't get something, I talk to Jesus. What does this mean, Lord? I can't figure it out. If I listen deep and long enough, not all Jesus' answers come immediately. He shows me what he meant. Jesus can make everything in my life work. And that was by Jeanette Lavelle. Faith Step. Write down a scripture or biblical concept you don't understand. Pray daily until Jesus helps you make sense of it. Amen. And that is Morning with Jesus. And again, at this time, I will play another selection after the prayer. Jehovah El Elyon, which means Lord God Most High. Jehovah El Elyon, you are the Lord God Most High. I praise you for your exalted position. I honor you, for you are seated above all else. I lift up your name and bless who you are, the Professor of heaven and earth. You are the friend of humanity. You are the highest being in existence. For all of this and more, I lift you up as King. Hallelujah. Manifest your kingdom, rule on earth, as you demonstrate your power and might above all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Now
be to God. Jehovah Elohim Abba, thank you for going before me and paving the way for the destiny you have called me to walk in. Thank you for teaching me through the way you have worked with others. Thank you for my birthright as a kingdom citizen and your child. You have given me every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places already and now. As so many of my forefathers did, I just need to access them. Thank you for choosing this time for me to do just that and for giving me wisdom through your relationship with those who came before me in your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled, Receive His Wisdom. Receive His Wisdom. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from James 1 and 5. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. Do you ever find yourself without any sense of direction in your decisions? Or do you find yourself thinking, I just don't know what to do? If so, understand that this is the Lord calling you to listen to him. God wants to help you, to be generous in directing you and setting the course of your life. Therefore, if you don't know what to do, the best solution is always to seek the Lord. That doesn't mean you sit and do nothing. Rather, you are vigilant for how God is responding to you. For what he is revealing to you and doing in your situation, perhaps you said, I've already sought God. I have already sought God. He's not answering. But here is the key. You must ask in faith without any doubting. James 1 and 6. Maybe the real issue is that you don't have faith that he will respond to you or that the answer he's given is right. Friend, God is faithful. Stop doubting. Do the last thing God told you to do and keep seeking him. He will show you what to do and generously at that. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I ask for your wisdom and will trust what you say. I know you will lead me right. In your name, I pray. So, my brothers and sisters, if you need wisdom, ask. All you have to do is ask. and God will give to you generously. Amen. At this time, I'd like to play another selection, and after that selection, I will read one more devotional from Hardworking Women. Praise God. And then we will get into the word.
Thou shalt not smite me by day.
Praise be to God. Using the best china. In 1 John 5, 14 through 15, in the ESV Bible, says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. Amen. Praise God. Do you remember going to a relative's house for gatherings while growing up? I do. Every holiday, praise the Lord. Maybe your grandma brought out her best china for Christmas dinner. Then it was washed and put away, waiting for the next holiday. Or maybe you've gotten a beautiful gift that was too nice to wear or use, so you tucked it away. Why do we only use our best things when it's a special occasion and tuck them away because they're too good for everyday use? Maybe you feel that way about talking to God. Maybe you only go to him when it's a big emergency. We learn in Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10, and it says, and I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. God is the good china, but he is always accessible. In fact, he wants us to have deep roots, to know him and to lean on him, so that when the storms come, he grounds us in his word. Don't feel as if he has to be tucked away and only called on every so often. We are reminded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you and for me. Amen. You got this. Do you have something you have put away for a special occasion? The next time you break it out, think about this. You can always come and talk to God anytime, anywhere, and about anything. He is always listening. When we start having a relationship with God and remember that he is as accessible outside trying times, our roots will start to grow as we grow in our relationship with the one most high. Praise be to God. And you got this. So at this time, I will say a prayer, and after that, I'll play a short selection, and then I will get into the message. Jehovah El Elyon, I ask you to show me how to live my life in a way that will advance your will, passion, and agenda on earth. Through Christ, you taught us to pray. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. I ask your hand in my life so my words and actions will manifest the kingdom of the Lord God Most High on earth. And when I face difficulties and trials, help me to remember that you are Lord over all and that you care. You have got my back if I will simply trust you. Show me this truth again and again as I look to you to meet my every need. In Jesus' holy name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I will play a short selection, and I'll be back with the word. Praise God.
Saying goodbye to the memories
Praise God, praise God. I will not look back. I made the decision to give my life, and I won't look back. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 19. That's John chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 26 through 27, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, praise God. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation, amen. Praise God. Let us read. Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there and beside the disciple, he looked. Excuse me, my glasses are a little foggy, so excuse me if I mispronounce the word. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. So even while dying on the cross, Jesus was concerned about his family. He instructed John to care for Mary, Jesus' mother. Our families are precious gifts from God, and we should value and care for them under all circumstances. Neither Christian work nor key responsibilities in any job or position excuse us from caring for our families. What can you do today to show your love to your family? Jesus asked his close friend John, the writer of this gospel, to care for Jesus' mother, Mary, whose husband Joseph must have been dead by this time. Why didn't Jesus assign this task to his brothers? As the oldest son, Jesus entrusted his mother to a person who stayed with him at the cross, and that was John. Praise be to God. What a very good and trusted friend. One of the great mysteries of Christianity is the relationship of Mary, the mother of Jesus, to her first and greatest son. She knew more than anyone else that he was virgin born. All others, even her husband, had to take it on faith. On the night of the Savior's birth and in the days that follow, many strange and wonderful things happen. In Luke 2 and 19, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. How often Mary must have wanted to tell all she knew but opt out to exercise discretion, to bear a burden and not be able to tell of it, of its difficulty. Wow. But what about knowing great things concerning your son and not being able to tell others? Would not that be an almost impossible task? Yet, in approximately 3 years, Mary saw the mission of Jesus take a turn that, in all likelihood, she had never expected. The opposite of all for which she had hoped. At one time, she seems to have joined his brother in the conclusion that her firstborn was taking the wrong road on the wrong way to his divinely decreed mission. And now, at his crucifixion, she must have seen the future deterioration of the messiahship and what seemed to be the utter collapse of the mission. What was Mary going to get out of it? Only some kind words from her son, as he said to John, "Behold thy mother." Is this all? Or is there more? We know that there was a resurrection, and how much she understood at that moment, we cannot be certain. But we do know that her fears, her frustration, and her disappointments received a glorious reversal when her son arose as the ever-living Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful for another day, another gift of time. Help us not to put off until tomorrow the things we should be doing today. Help us to do every task, face every duty, and shoulder every responsibility without delay, never allowing anything to be half finished nor any task undone. Help us to realize that high on our priority list should be the stewardship of our material possessions. As we bring them this evening, may we find joy in this part of the service. Bless all those who will be touched for God and for good because of our gifts today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27 from the RSV Bible. And it says, "When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciples, behold your mother. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Never Forget Life's Duty. Never forget life's duty. And tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. And the first paragraph is Jesus tremendously elevated womanhood. Amen. In the Jewish world of the Old Testament, a woman was but a piece of merchandise. Back in those days, they didn't consider women in authority. Although in certain places, the Mosaic law protected women, they had far fewer rights than men. But when Jesus came, he immediately identified himself with the downcast and the outcast, including women who had been made second class or even third class citizens. Jesus went so far as to say that prostitutes would enter the kingdom of God before the legalistic Pharisees. This was not because he condoned immorality or overlooked sexual impurity, but because he realized that it was the overbearing attitude of the religious hypocrites of the day that had put women down and made them only chattel in the economy. Do you remember the story of the Samaritan woman at the well, as recorded by John in chapter 4 of his gospel? John tells us that the disciples marveled to find their master talking with a woman in verse 27. Yet none of them asked why he did it. That brief comment of John, whom we should remember was one of the disciples present on the scene, shows how Jesus has changed the world. And remember now, when Christ was crucified on the cross, John was the only disciple that was standing there. Everybody else had ran away, never even showed up. Only John did. And that's why Jesus knew that he could entrust his mother in the care of John. Women today should stop and ask themselves some questions. Who made it fit and decent for a man of God to stop and talk with you? Who has thrown a zone of mercy and protection around your children? Who has lifted you and transformed you from being man's plaything to becoming man's beloved companion? Who has elevated you from being man's chatter and property to becoming his friend, his equal, his inspirer? Who liberated the mark of slavery from your face? Who put on your brow the halo of chivalry and tenderness? Who has changed your position in society so much that instead of it being a marvel today that a man of God talked with a woman, the real marvel is that there ever was a day when men did marvel that a man of God talked with a woman. Modern women should do as another New Testament woman did. Bring an alabaster box filled with precious and very costly ointment. Break it and pour it with love and gratitude on the head of Jesus. Hallelujah. And wash his feet with tears of love. Such an attitude would be quite appropriate, because only in lands where the message of Jesus Christ has come has womanhood been elevated to a true and deserved position in life. Praise God for Jesus. Number two, yet even Christian America has been slow to learn. In spite of the gospel's progress in human relationships, it took a long time for our country, founded on Christian principles, to recognize that women are loved equally by God and are also children of God. When born again by his Spirit, did you know that no woman ever protested legally against her husband's infidelity in America until 1801? Did you know that only 3 cases in which a wife took the initiative in a suit for divorce are recorded up to until 1840? Did you know that a woman was admitted to the Harvard Medical School in 1850 and then forced out? Did you know that Charles Fox in 1797 said, "It has never been suggested in all theories and projects of the most observed speculation that it would be advisable to extend the electric suffrage, meaning right to vote, to the female sex." Yet, Jesus cared for women. He saw the grief of his mother and made provision for her. With tenderness, he told John to care for her. In that hour of unutterable agony, Jesus saw not only the weak men, but the weeping women, especially the one who had cared so much for him. He knew the fading of hope in her head brought desolation to her heart. He realized that her faith was imperfect and her understanding was inadequate. But he also remembered her tender care and solicitude and solitude for him. He refused to adopt the traditional attitude of society. He was the pioneer of faith in many ways, especially in attitudes toward women. How slow we have been to catch up with Jesus and let his mind be in us. Praise be to God. Do the duty nearest. Too many of us want to immunize ourselves from the dreary obligation of everyday responsibility by dreaming wistfully of what we would do if we had greater fears of service in which to labor. Years ago, a teenage girl adopted a sort of better than thou attitude toward her peer group because she had surrendered to mission and meant to be a foreign missionary someday. A wise, full-time religious worker visiting her church for a study week said to her, "Honey, the most important thing in your life is not that you are going to be a foreign missionary someday, but that in your youth organization, the group of which you are captain has charge of the program next Sunday night. If you cannot be a good group captain now, it's very doubtful that you will be a good missionary or a missionary at all when you're 25 years old." Jesus saw the duty nearest to him and did it. He made provision for his mother. He laid upon John the responsibility of caring for her. He was dying to atone for the sins of the world. But he would not hide behind that great mission to escape the druggery of the small details. Hallelujah. In Gaspar Becerra, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow told of the artist who was seeking to carve an image of the Virgin Mary using precious wood that had been brought from a distant eastern isle. Day and night he toiled, but to no avail. He then slept and had a vision telling him to shape from the burning brand of oak the thought that stirs within thee. He awoke and carved the image from glowing wood on the heareth nearby. Longfeather concluded by saying, "O thou sculptor, painter, poet, take this lesson to thy heart. That is best which lies nearest. Shape from that thy work of art." Praise be to God. Shape from that thou work of art. Here are some remarkable circumstances of Jesus' death and more fully related than before. Pilate would not gratify the chief priests by allowing the writing to be altered, which was doubtless owing to a secret power of God upon his heart. That this statement of our Lord's character and authority might continue. Many things done by the Roman soldiers were fulfillments of the prophecies of the Old Testament. All things therein written shall be fulfilled. Christ tenderly provided for his mother at his death. Sometimes when God removes one comfort from us, he raises up another for us. Where we look not for it, Christ's example teaches all men to honor their parents in life and death, to provide for their wants, and to promote their comfort by every means in their power. Especially observe the dying word wherewith Jesus breathed out his soul. It is finished. That is the counsels of the Father concerning his suffering were now fulfilled. It is finished. All the types and prophecies of the Old Testament, which pointed at the suffering of the Messiah, were accomplished. It is finished. The ceremonial law is abolished. The substance is now come, and all the shadows are done away. It is finished. An end is made of transgression by bringing in an everlasting righteousness. His suffering were now finished, both those of his soul and of those of his body. And it is finished. The work of man's redemption and salvation is now complete. His life was not taken from him by force, but freely given up. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, thank you, Lord. Although this third word from the cross seems in some way have less inspiration for our spiritual lives than any of the others, in reality, perhaps it has the most. If each of us were only willing to do our job quietly, yet efficiently, not worrying about who received the credit, great things could be accomplished for the Master. Longfellow expressed this thought. He said, nothing useless is or low. Each thing in its place is best. And what seems but idle show strengthens and supports the rest. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Never forget life's duty. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time, my brothers and sisters. Don't wait until it's too late. All you have to do is to pray this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord Savior and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name. I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And that's all you got to do is to believe and have faith that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive. And I truly welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do once you become saved is to find a good Bible-based church to continue your Christian walk in the Lord. Amen. And my benediction for this message tonight is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you, especially my caller 804-944, for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. And I want to thank all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, well, it's not YouTube, yes, YouTube, Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore, it's X. So all of you on X, thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Remember, COVID is still out there. So wherever you go in a crowd of people, please wear your mask. It's no fun having COVID. I had it twice already. And I'm being very, very cautious from now on. Amen. So God bless you. I love you guys and thank you. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you and good night. Shalom, everyone.